Hey everyone, it's Mia. Okay, so I was gonna do a Q&A for today's audio, and I'm gonna start with questions from. Well, I guess it really doesn't matter. I'm just gonna try going back and forth between the platforms. But anyway, I hope you all are doing well and staying cool. If it's hot where you are, it's definitely super, super hot where I am. I'm going to try to not edit this out unless there's like a really annoying sound in the background. But yeah, I figure I really like doing these so that I could be more myself and just, I don't know, more candid, I guess. Okay, so... Zemo said, what's your favorite part of the recording process? Or asked, what's your favorite part of the recording process? I think, like, writing the stories or, like, the storylines. I've actually gotten a little better at improv-ing, so I try to incorporate that as much as I can. Because just sometimes I don't have enough time to write scripts, but yeah, I think making up something, that's the best part. Honestly, like, speaking into a microphone is kind of weird for me. I still think it's weird even after a year. But yeah, well, I guess it's really my phone, but I have like this little microphone attached to it, so okay. Good question. Thank you. All right. Nathan asks a few questions. So the first one, how are you feeling? Are you taking enough breaks? That's very sweet. Thank you. I am feeling good. I've just been super busy. Things are drastically changing here in just a couple weeks, actually. So yeah, but other than that, I have been feeling really good. I've decided that I'm just going to keep pushing through with the schedule that I currently have with YouTube and Patreon/Fansly. I'm actually finding a lot more joy in taking pictures and and these little video clips. Honestly, it feels weird still doing it. Weirder than sitting in front of a microphone and talking without having anybody talk to me back. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like people are enjoying them. So yeah, but I am taking enough breaks, I think. I am working really hard on solidifying a sleep schedule that works for me. So yeah, I am doing good. Thank you. You're doing an awesome job. Thank you, Nathan. What's next for your Fansly? Any ideas? Yes. So other than these video clips, I am thinking, I had this as a goal on Patreon, but I'm kind of just, like, you guys kind of figured out by now, right? That I'm kind of a horny person. So I think I'm gonna push forward with this idea that I had. So I originally had this idea a long time ago, and then one of my one of the community members had actually talked about it with me too and suggested it, and I think other people suggested down the line as well. But yes, shout out to Matt. But yeah, so like, I think I'm gonna make a tier or a subscription tier that allows for control of my like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, vibrator. I think that would be pretty fun, and do like a live recording or something. Yeah, I'm really into that idea. I just need a better setup situation. Like, I don't know, I could do it in my car, but that's a little annoying, I feel like. So I don't know. I'll figure it out. I don't know when I was going to like say like, oh, if I get to like 150, you know, subscribers on Fansly, I can do it, because it'll have to be through Fansly. Or I guess it could be through Patreon. Maybe I'd have to figure that out. But honestly, like going back and forth, I really like having Patreon for my audios. Like, I think it's a better interface for that. So I'm sorry if people are having issues on Fansly. But yeah, what I like about Fansly, though, is that you can do like live broadcasts or recordings or whatever. And you can't really do that on Patreon. Though I was thinking of doing the live recording on Discord and like creating a channel. I would have to ask my amazing mod, Andrew, if that's even possible. But yeah, I need to figure out the logistics of it. But I think that'd be fun, like just sitting down for like an hour and, you know, having a tier where somebody could subscribe for 10 minutes or something, right? Or like a tip or instead. I feel like it would be easier instead of like, I think it would be easier to do a tip versus a tier, because at least then, you know, you don't run the risk of, I don't know, like getting charged down the line or whatever. So I think a tip would be better. Yeah. And it would be, I would limit it to like 6 tips, or like 6 people can control it, and I'm basically just going with it. I don't know if I would do like a script, or if I would just write like a story and I would read the story or attempt to read the story, or if I would explain what I'm feeling, or if I also had somebody like the tip also included, like you send me a video of like a porn video and I watch it while you're controlling it. So I don't know, I think that'd be pretty cool. What are your thoughts? Give me your thoughts, please, and opinions. I really value your guys' opinions and input. So yeah. Okay. What are some of your favorite foods to cook? Any recipes you would like to share? This is again from Nathan. So favorite foods to cook. Oh, I'm not really a cook. But okay. I have been really into this Alfredo sauce that I've been making. I'm like obsessed with it. So I guess right now, yeah, there's that. Let's see if I don't remember the mess. Remember. Oh my God. This is what happens like sometimes. Oh God. I'm going to try to keep that in, because that's like legitimately what will happen sometimes when I'm recording. I'll just like, my words will fumble out. It happens in real life too, and it really sucks. Especially when you're trying to speak to an attending, or, you know, like a charge nurse, and they're just judging you. Okay, let's see. Alfredo sauce recipes. I just honestly like just followed something on Pinterest, but I kind of tweaked it a little bit. Let me see if I can find it though. I feel like I should just like pin it or something. I never do. Here. And then there's like a whole 20-minute like reading requirement to get to your to get to your chosen recipe. So funny. Okay, I think this one is it. Okay, so it like calls for garlic powder, which is obvious, but I also actually like roast some garlic. So like I tweak this, right? Like I roast some garlic. I love garlic. So I will roast it, and I also will put in minced garlic into this. Again, I really love garlic, and it's really good for you. So garlic powder, and then I add in some garlic, salt and pepper, obviously, to taste. But the real winners here are the butter. So I use Kerrygold butter because it's so good. And then it calls for 2 tablespoons of cream cheese, but I add like a little extra more, you know, like maybe like another tablespoon, and then 1 pint of heavy cream and 1 cup of of Parmesan cheese. And I go to like Trader Joe's for the Parmesan cheese, like freshly grated. Yeah. And oh, I didn't even tell you how much butter it calls for. It's a half a cup. In regards to garlic, I kind of just go by taste for that. Because like I said, I really enjoy garlic. So I will kind of go heavy on it. It calls for 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. That's ridiculous. Like, that is hardly anything. I'll add more. First, let's see. Now I have to scroll through. It gave me all of the ingredients, but how to actually make it. Let's see. But I hope you guys are all doing good as I'm trying to find this. I know that some things are kind of crazy right now, and yeah, but I hope you all are doing well and are safe. Okay. Wow. They really do make this difficult, don't they? Okay. So, got it. Okay. In a saucepan, combine heavy cream, butter, and cream cheese. Bring that to a simmer over medium heat, and let it simmer until it's all melted, and stir very often. That's like key for the sauce. So after the mixture comes to a light boil, you want to whisk in that Parmesan cheese. And then this is when you would add the garlic or the garlic powder, whatever you decide to do. Like I said, I overdo the garlic. And you let that simmer for 5 to 10 minutes on medium to low heat, and it'll thicken up, and you want it to be able to like coat, if you're using a spoon or I'll just grab a spoon, a metal spoon. And, if it coats it and if it's like really thick, that's pretty much when I know it's done. And then you add a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. I usually just kind of rely heavily on the pepper because the cheese, the butter has a little bit of salt. I figure I don't want to add more sodium to it, so I just really pack on the pepper instead. And then that's it. You just serve it with whatever you want to serve it with. Okay. Good question. I hope you all enjoy that or try it sometime. Okay. How do you make your hair look so beautiful? Oh, thank you. This is going to be a really stupid answer, I promise. But honestly, I hate doing my hair, so I don't do it. I do as little as I possibly can to it. I'll comb it out if I have to. I'll put some dry hair shampoo, but I genuinely hate having to deal with my hair. So I don't do much with it. Throw it up in a pony or put it in a little knot and that's it. But thank you. I'm glad that it's appreciated by somebody because I definitely do not appreciate it enough, I guess. Okay. And Nathan also asks, do you use a photo filter on your skin or is it just naturally perfect? Your skin is unbelievable. Why, thank you. I do like alter the images, and it's really to kind of like help like smooth out texture. I don't like harsh textures in photos, and I like feeling like I'm like whimsical or whatever. So like my skin is not flawless or anything like that. It's definitely not perfect, but I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm glad it looks nice, though. Have you ever considered or wanted to do an audios in public? For example, you're in your car in a crowded parking lot, or the drive-thru at Starbucks. Obviously, don't get caught. Right. I've done one where it's been a little more crowded in, like, a parking garage. And in a parking lot, like in a park parking lot. But it was really early in the morning and it was, anyway, I thought it was safe. But I kind of park far away, you know, but that doesn't stop people from like looking over, you know. I haven't thought of doing one in a drive-thru at a Starbucks. Although I guess I could because the Starbucks near me are always super crowded in the morning, and that's when I usually go, even in the afternoon too. But yeah, I I never thought of it. And maybe? Huh. Sometimes I do this Q&As in a crowded parking lot because I really don't care if somebody just sees me talking into my phone or whatever, you know? But yeah. What do you like most about making custom audios? I like making somebody's fantasy come to life. It makes me happy, you know, and also I get to have my limits pushed. Somebody, I won't name who, likes to make me sing. And I do not, I'm not a singer. I don't have a good singing voice. But they seem to enjoy it. And so long as they're happy, and you know what? I've come to kind of appreciate my singing voice. I feel like it really pushes me out of my comfort zone, and I like it. Please don't make me sing anymore. But yeah, I feel like that's going to be a thing now where people are going to request for me to sing in their customs. Okay, Moon Knight asked, if you had to hook up with a superhero, who would you want it to be? Iron Man. I love Iron Man. I mean, a shout out to Andrew because he and I get into it because, I mean, I don't want to say who he supports, but I am an Iron Man fan. I love Iron Man. I don't know what it is. No, I know what it is. It's RDJ, of course, like, duh. But also just the swagger of Iron Man, that the suit. That suit is, it's like the same feeling that I get when I like think of or watch The Mandalorian. Like something about those helmets. I don't know what it is, but it gets me going. Yeah, and I really believe that like Tony Stark in general is the coolest. He just doesn't care. He will do what he wants, but he does care, but he doesn't. You know what I mean? I love it. And I love him. I wonder if I would pick anybody else. Let's see. No. Iron Man. Maybe the Hulk, because I feel like it would be more of like a gamble. I definitely wouldn't want him to like Hulk out while he's inside. Yeah. Ooh. Scarlet Witch. Anybody see the new Doctor Strange? I mean, I know that's kind of old news, but Yeah. Scarlet Witch. Definitely. Like, she gave such mommy vibes, and yeah. It was really good, and I really, really liked her in that movie. So Scarlet Witch and Iron Man. Yeah. Okay. Hannibal asks, who is your celebrity crush or crushes? That is a good question. I mean, RDJ, yeah, you know, but no, like legitimate crushes that I would be like, ooh, oh, obviously Keanu Reeves. I love him so much. I love how nerdy and like geeky he is and just awkward and cute, and I love all of his characters. Keanu Reeves, definitely. I also have a thing for Idris Elba, especially like in Pacific Rim. I have he's like daddy in that movie. Let's see. Dove Cameron. I'm really into Dove Cameron right now. Like not just her music, but her. I think she's super sexy. Jennifer Connelly. Love Jennifer Connelly. I just watched Top Gun Maverick recently, and yeah, Jennifer Connelly for sure. That was the attitude she had, it was very sexy. Loved it. Also, I can't believe I forgot about her, but Ana de Armas. She was in The most recent movie that I can think of is the James Bond movie, No Time to Die. I loved her in that movie. And I think she's super cute. And like, yeah. And I think she's really short too, isn't she? Anyway, yeah. So them. Yeah. Okay. Do you have a favorite season? Autumn. That was easy. I love fall so much. Favorite position in bed? Ooh, that's a good question. I really like doggy style, like a lot. I feel like, you know, the hair pulling, that's really good. I also like the mating press. That's really good. It hurts for me, at least. This is probably TMI, but I have a very like short and small vagina. And so my cervix is like, it's not like right there, but it's like, it's very, anyway. And so with that position, it's like pounding into my cervix, not into it, but like against it very aggressively usually. But I love it because I kind of like a little bit of pain. Yeah. And also I feel like it gets the guy off or whoever off faster. Yeah. Okay. And if you could own any animal in the world, what animal would you pick? I would want to adopt into my little family probably a polar bear. They are so vicious, but they are so cute, and I just want to cuddle one. Yeah, or like a sea turtle. I think that'd be cool. You know, a sea turtle. I've changed my mind. A sea turtle. And I would just get, I don't know, I would have to like make enough money to own an island so that they could just swim for however far they want and know that they can come back. But yeah, a sea turtle. I think that'd be pretty cool. Dream vacation or dream place to visit? Okay. That's a good question. I have been really feeling like tropical lately, and that's not really me. Like, I'm more of woodsy kind of person. Like, I love the Pacific Northwest. And I also like historical places. Like, when I went to Rome or to Italy, I had so much fun because it was just very magical, and I felt the history there. But lately, I've been feeling very tropic. I'd probably want to go to like Fiji or something. I think that'd be pretty great right now. Maybe it's because I want to get away. Well, that sounded sad, but it's not sad. I'm just stressed. So getting away would be nice. Have you ever slept with a girl? Yes. Yes, I have. I had a girlfriend. Yeah. Have you ever had a threesome? No, I've never had a threesome. I've always wanted to, and I got really close to it. But I don't know. It was with one of my really good friends and her boyfriend at the time, and I felt weird about it. Yeah, so not a threesome. Almost a threesome, but not a threesome. If you could dye your hair any color, what would you pick? I would pick like a Merlot red. I think that'd be pretty cool. Favorite or dream car? I want any car that's going to drive me. Yeah. So literally any car that will drive me from point A to point B to point C. I don't care. I don't care what kind of car that is, but that's my dream car, is to just drive me somewhere. Not autopilot. I mean, like legitimately, I put it in the GPS and it goes, and I could read, or I could study, or I could write, or I could even record. Like, yeah, I mean, I would pay attention, of course, but I just can't wait for that to happen. Anyway, Allie asks, what's your go-to snack / drink? Oh my God, hot Cheetos. Hot Cheetos and Oreos are pretty much my go-to if I'm like on the run or something, which I'm usually am. And drink, water. I think it's very important to stay hydrated. So water is my drink for everything. I have a little water cup right here, in fact. So thanks for the reminder. Mike asks, is there something that you used to do that you loved, but you're now that, but you've now stopped doing? Sorry for butchering that question. I think I still write because I write scripts, right? But I miss writing. Like, I used to write a lot, stories, fanfics, but I miss going back to the worlds that I created. Yeah. what would you do tomorrow if it were your last day on Earth? Spend time with family. Yeah. Spend time with family. What do you do when no one is looking? I'm trying to think. What do I do when no one is looking? Record. No, that's a good question. When no one is looking.
So
when I'm like just watching TV and I know that I'm like alone or whatever, I just cracked my knuckle. That felt really good. But anyway, and like I'm alone, I touch myself, but okay, hear me out, but not in like a sexual way. There has to be like some Freudian thing to it, right? But yeah, like in a comfort way, like I'll play with my nipples or I'll put my hands down my pants and I'm just touching, not to get a rise out of anything, or it's a weird way to put it, but not to get me worked up basically. But yeah, I do that. That's weird. I feel weird saying that now. Okay. Kevin asks, you mentioned in one of your previous rambles the idea of having a playroom. On that note, what would your ideal playroom consist of? Wow. That's a good question. A swing, a pole, and all the toys, like all the toys. I would want also a bed that has like a bedpost so that I could be tied up. I would want a plethora of vibrators, different plugs, different floggers, different types of restraints, rope. I would also want like, I don't know, like a TV in there, like in case I'm being edged and just being left alone in there, like as torture or punishment, whatever way you want to spin it. That way I can watch something. No, because then I feel like they would just throw on porn or whatever. But yeah. And books. I would want it to be like a little sanctuary for me to just go into, my safe place, a playroom, but that's a safe place, you know? That's what I feel like a playroom should be. Okay. Well, now I'm moving to Patreon. I got a couple questions from somebody and it was sent to me in direct message. So because of that, I usually try to keep them anonymous. So here we go. If you got Salem a brother / sister, what name would you give him / her? That is a really good question. Because I've been thinking about getting another little kitty, another black cat, because I love black cats. I don't know. Maybe Luna. If it were a girl, because I have a thing for Sailor Moon. And if it were a boy, hmm. Gizmo. Maybe. I don't know. That's a good question, though. I haven't really thought about it. Oh, or maybe, like... like, some silly name, like Rex. You know what? I probably would. I would probably name my cat Rex if it were a boy. That just seems cute. Okay. And the following question is, since you record some audios while in your car, do you enjoy driving and are you a good driver? I do enjoy driving. I love road trips. I go on them not frequently, but frequent enough. I love driving. I could sit and drive for hours. I have to because, I mean, I'm happy that I enjoy driving so much because I drive quite frequently anyway. And am I a good driver? I would say I'm a safe driver. I think that it's important to be safe. So whether or not that's defensive driving or something like, yeah, I would say that I'm a safe driver. Thank you for the questions. Now going on to, let's see. Oh, they're just loading. Oh my gosh, this is already long. Okay, so I hope I do not butcher anybody's names, but let's get into it. So Scuba Seth asks, can you squirt? I can, but only sometimes. It's very rare. Like I can do it to myself more frequently now, but yeah, I can sometimes. Allie asks, how is life treating you? Thank you. Life is treating me good right now. I'm doing good. Stressed but good. A zombie Halo asks, would you ever get a second black cat? Yes, I would. Parker Noah asks, what made you want to start making ASMR audios? I was lonely and I was listening to ASMR roleplay audios, and then I thought it would be fun. You get to bring some comfort to somebody and you get to create a whole little, I don't know, world. Spriggs asks, how old is Salem? Salem is 6. Yeah, he's 6 years old, going on 7, my little baby. Miguel asks, just out of curiosity, but do the themes for the audios that you make, are they from personal fantasies or just some ideas that pop in your head? They are a mix of both. and also from requests from other people. They send me ideas and I kind of go with it. But yeah, personal fantasies, definitely. And other just random ideas that come and pop into my head, and then requests. So yeah, thank you for the question. Andre asks, shout out to Andre who drew or created my OC. I absolutely love her and thank you so much, Andre. but Andre asks, what is a movie quote that always stuck with you? Okay, I feel like you're going to want like something deep maybe, but when I was little, I was obsessed with Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And so the line that I'm going to say is, I'll be back. It's just always been I don't know. That's, yeah. Or Baba Yaga from John Wick. Yeah, I don't have any deep quotes. I'm so sorry. I'm not, life is like a box of chocolates. Forrest Gump. Honestly, like the quote that actually sticks with me, well, that's not really a quote, but it's more of, that scene where, Forrest Gump is with Bubba and they're going over like all the different types of shrimp. I love that scene so much, and they're like cleaning everything and just like Forrest Gump is just like really into his duties and tasks, and then finally, you know, Bubba is like, well, that's about it. And like they kind of pause for a second and I'm like, okay. Yeah, but I don't have any good movie quotes that stick with me. I watch so many movies and so many on repeats too. But yeah. But it's usually like little things like that that stick with me. You know, those stupid quotes. Elmer asks, would you have sex in public? Well, I guess I kind of have. Yeah. So, yes. Kevin11 asks, I'm not sure if these were asked before, but I'll ask just in case. How are you? I'm good. You guys are all so nice to me, I swear. But I am very good. Thank you so much for asking. Any pet peeves? Yes, being interrupted. I hate being interrupted. Like, especially when I'm being asked a question and then somebody, like, it's for an opinion or whatever, or I'm answering a question that an attending is asking and I'm in the middle, like literally 2 words into it or 3 words into it, and then it's immediately interruption. I really dislike that. Kevin also asks, do you have a favorite or memorable concert you attended? That's a really good question, actually. Rolling Stones. They played when I was younger, nearby, and my older brother took me, and that was really cool. Who would you like to see in concert, dead or alive, if given the chance? Huh. That's a great question. Royal Blood. I've been really into them lately. Royal Blood and Doja Cat. Yes, definitely Doja Cat. Yeah. Zemo asks, if you had a song that played every time you entered a room, what would it be? Guess Who's Back by Eminem. Is that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Razor Wolf asks, have you ever took acting classes? Your audio sounds so realistic and breathtaking, so I was just wondering. Thank you so much. I'm glad that they do come across like that. But no, I've never taken any acting classes. I'm not classically trained. But thank you for even thinking I was or could be. Sybil asks, just a random question. Do you prefer camping outdoors in a tent or spending a night in a hotel? Okay. I am more of a hotel girl, but I also think it depends on where. You know what I mean? Like, if we were to go to, I don't know, Montana or something where it's beautiful and just, I mean, there's dangerous animals, of course, but if, you know, we do our research, or like Yosemite, that'd be pretty cool. But I think it depends on where it is. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I would kind of glamp it up a little bit. There's no way that I could survive not having a little glamping situation. I think it would just depend. But I do love a hotel too. Anyway, that concludes all of the questions. Thank you so much. I love you guys. There's really nothing more than that I could say. I'm just thankful that you guys enjoy what I do. But if you made it this far, I have a little surprise and treat for you. I thought I would do a little ramble. Maybe not even a ramble, just I've been excited, which is not a surprise ever. But I was thinking that I could maybe just come for you. So with that, I'm going to just get a little more comfy. And start playing with myself. I think my favorite is when, well, one of my favorites, probably. I have many favorites. But when my mind is just empty, you know, where I don't really need or require something to get me going, I'm just already there. I like having an empty brain where it's just fuzzy. Nothing else but feeling and touching, and breathing. Oh my God. Oh God, I wish somebody was in front of me getting themselves off. Yes. Fantastic day or night or whatever, wherever you are. I'm gonna just sit here and bask in this afterglow because I feel amazing. And then I'll probably record a couple audios too while I'm at it. Thank you all for being my amazing squad. I am always so, so grateful of all of you. I'm so grateful that we have fostered a community that is welcoming and sincere, and you guys make it great. So thank you. I love you all, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Kisses. Kisses to everyone. Bye.